All right, here we go. 7:44, 16 till 8. Tommy Tucker, WWL. As I said earlier, if I was President Trump or if I was advising him, I'd say, you know what, man, look, you got plenty to do with Ukraine and you got plenty to do with the economy and everything else. Let's not weigh into autism and Tylenol. But the president chose to, so let's talk to a doctor and a scientist about it and see what they think. Dr. Megan Mayer joins us now, assistant professor of clinical psychiatry at LSU Health New Orleans. Good morning, doctor. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm okay. Let's talk about, I guess, autism at first and what kind of links they have, if they found any links to autism at all, scientifically.
Sure. So autism is caused by a variety. It's a combination of genetic and environmental influences. So they haven't been able to pin down a specific cause, and it's likely caused by a variety of different things.
I'm here to listen to you. I'm here every day, Doc.
So some are inherited genes, and they have been able to isolate some of the genes, but that only accounts for a small amount of the autism that we know.
So there are markers. That's what I wanted to ask you, that you can look at, I guess, someone that has autism or their genetic makeup or whatever, there are certain markers on the DNA. I don't want to hurt myself here using the wrong phrase, but that you can tell that would predispose somebody
in some
to autism.
Cases.
Okay.
In some cases, yes.
So in that way, it would be nature, but there's a lot of arguments for nurture as well, right? For a lot of different, well, maybe I'm confusing the nature and nurture thing here, but there are a lot of environmental factors as well or physical factors. Help me out here, Doc. I've talked myself into a scientific corner.
So you're correct. You're correct. So there are some environmental factors. So there's prenatal conditions that can put a child at risk for having autism. And those could be maternal autoimmune diseases or obesity or gestational diabetes. Or there can also be complications at birth. So if a child is born prematurely before 26 or if they are born with a low birth rate, or if there's any kind of fetal distress or complications at birth that can increase the risk of a child having autism.
Is there any treatment for autism, any cure for autism, or is it anything that needs to be cured, or is it just something that needs to be adapted to?
Oh, that's a great question. So there's no there's no cure for autism. It's how a child is wired, how their brain is wired. Mm-hmm. But there are certainly different things that could be done to help a child with autism. So there's a specific type of therapy called ABA or applied behavioral analysis that can be done with a child with specific behavioral specialists. That can help them learn to manage frustration better, because one of the symptoms of autism is becoming irritable or easily overwhelmed. And sometimes for younger kids, that can lead to major tantrums and meltdowns. So ABA, it helps with a lot of different things, but certainly can help with frustration tolerance and tantruming.
Have they found anything, any link between things that pregnant mothers ingest and autism?
So there is some information out there that of very low risk for some antidepressants, but some of the evidence is conflicting. So some studies have shown that, some have not. I will mention that there is a lot of talk out there about vaccines causing autism. Mm-hmm. That was published in a big paper years ago, and since that time has very much been debunked by repeated studies with large and large amounts of kids. So vaccinating children does not lead to autism.
So when it comes to pregnant mothers and Tylenol, has there been any research that indicates Tylenol is a causative factor when it comes to their child having autism?
No, there's no research that I'm aware of.
And you study this for a living, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay. So what about this leucovorin mimics folic acid. I don't know anything about that. I would just, again, as a pregnant mother, you got to be careful about whatever you take, right? Because it's going to affect the child that you're carrying. So the president says, and I'm not trying to make this about the president at all, I'm just trying to make it about autism and pregnant mothers and what they should or shouldn't do. He's talking about leucovorin. I think that's how you say it, leucovorin. I don't know anything about that, but I would, again, if I knew somebody was pregnant, I'd say, well, let's hold off here before we take anything to make sure that it's okay and check with a doctor. Thoughts?
Yeah, so leucovorin is folinic acid, which is a form of folate or vitamin B9. Mm-hmm. It's used to treat certain types of anemia and can counteract some of the effects of specific cancer drugs. But it's there's no connection between that and autism. However, for pregnant mothers, there's very few studies about what pregnant mothers can take safely, because obviously they're carrying a baby and mm-hmm. everyone wants to be safe. So it is certainly advised to be cautious with what type of medicines you're taking while you are pregnant.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to Dr. Megan Mayer, Assistant Professor of Clinical Psychiatry at LSU Health New Orleans. We'll talk about cures for autism, or what kind of research is being done as to what causes autism, because it seems like, well, first it was vaccines, now we're going with Tylenol, and everybody, maybe it's become a promise or something that they want to cure autism, but is that anything that's really on the horizon? Dr. Megan Mayer, Assistant Professor of Clinical Psychiatry at LSU Health New Orleans. It is 7:51, 9 till 8, traffic now, WWL. 7:57 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking with Dr. Megan Mayer, Assistant Professor of Clinical Psychiatry at LSU Health New Orleans. Dr. Mayer, you're looking at it from a different way. And look, you know, when it comes to science, man, leave the politics out of this. Leave President Trump out of it. Leave RFK Jr. out of it. Leave Dick Durbin out of it. I don't know. I'm just picking names from both sides. Akeem Jeffries, whomever. Just leave it all out of there and just talk about it from a scientific standpoint. How concerned should mothers be when it comes to what they ingest during pregnancy as it relates to autism?
So first I'll say that concerned mothers who are taking medications or any kind of supplement while they're pregnant should certainly talk to their OBGYN if they have any issues or concerns about medicines that they're taking. But there's little information out there about what medications might lead to autism. President Trump's claims that Tylenol is leading to autism cases is not founded. There's been some very small studies that point to some possible correlation, but when they've looked at all the different confounding factors within the study and then looked at it with millions of children, they have not found Tylenol to be a risk factor for autism.
So to look at it from the other way, you shouldn't be taking Tylenol unless you absolutely need it, or anything if you're pregnant, right?
Correct. So, yes. So whatever you are putting into your body or ingesting when pregnant, you certainly want to be careful and cautious. And can certainly talk with your OB if you have any concerns about specific medications or supplements.
Thank you, Doctor. I appreciate it. Dr. Megan Mayer, Assistant Professor of Clinical Psychiatry at LSU Health New Orleans. And the only thing I would ask again is, when you talk about medical advice or scientific stuff, just forget who even said it. Just look at it like a double-blind kind of thing, where it's like, well, okay, let's evaluate the statement on its own merit, forget who said it, and see if there's anything to it. We'll talk with Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter. When we come back, we'll look back at the Seahawks ahead to the Bills here on WWL.